are in control of your radio dial.
Radio? Who needs a radio?
They gotta pump up the volume here.
Louder.
Prolonged exposure to loud noise can cause permanent damage.
Radio transmission activated.
Well, pardon me while I jump up and click my heels.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now.
On Mix 105.1.
610, good morning, John, Justin, Jackson. The gang is all here, and it's going to be a hot one, a high of 95, which is actually lower than tomorrow for the Days of 47 parade.
Is it supposed to be even hotter?
It's going
to
be like almost triple digits tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I'm just sharing the news. It's so rude. Giving you real life.
What's going to go down?
Yeah, just trying to be a little real.
But I don't want to hear it. All right? I like living in ignorance.
Hey, we are going to give you in a second here a 4-pack of tickets to our advanced screening of Disney's Christopher Robin, the movie, which looks heartfelt, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It does look great.
It looks amazing.
And that's not my kind of jam.
Yeah.
But it looked really good. I saw the preview for it.
I can't wait for this movie. I'll be seeing Teen Titans Go, the movie.
So the three of us aren't going to go and just have a good cry together?
I have no... Look, you know, I'm fine with that. Yeah. Unfortunately, in my household, we're just counting down for Teen Titans Go. That's the excitement level in the Watkins household.
Right.
What are you up to? How was your weekend? Text us, 61544. We want to give you a shout-out this morning. Like Cody, Monday is my Friday, about to start my weekend. Enjoy it. It's kind of a weird day. You have today, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Then tomorrow's Pioneer Day.
Right, so...
A lot of people have it off.
A chunk of people won't have to go in.
Some people still have to work because they don't work for like a company run by the state. Like if you have a federal job, you're working tomorrow.
Yeah, yes. Sorry about it.
Yeah. My wife Only Jen's state. Company is working
they,
tomorrow.
They don't care.
No, not. They don't even know what Pioneer Day is outside of here.
Yeah, they're like, Brigham Young who?
Yeah, right.
Brigham who? You're not coming to work because some Brigham who?
Yeah, they don't get it. I was looking at our four photos of the weekend this morning that's posted up on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah.
Yeah.
Justin, these are solar panels?
Yeah, I pull out of my neighborhood, and I hang a right, and I start going down the street. And
yeah.
I just noticed this on Friday. I look up. And maybe he just got them, but his solar panels, instead of a big block like you usually do when you have them up on your roof, his say USA.
Yeah, so it's not the normal style of solar panels, but it looks really cool.
I kind of like it, versus just this big square of panels on your roof.
And that's just some guy's house.
That's all it is.
The base up there or anything like
that. No, it's just some guy's house, and he put his panels to say USA instead of in a square.
It looks like in Jackson's four photos. Dude, are you getting your eyebrows waxed?
I did get my eyebrows waxed.
Oh.
Absolutely. It hurts real bad.
Look good today.
Hey, thanks, man.
Pulling it off.
Yeah. It's anything to make my eyes look bigger because I have teeny tiny rat eyes. And because I have teeny tiny little shark eyes, I always look tired and worn out. So I'm trying anything I can to make my eyes look bigger and whiter.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
To try to look more alert.
So you get rid of the hair.
Yeah, that's just like step one. It's a multi-step plan.
There's more to come.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see.
Well, what does it feel like to get your eyebrows?
It hurts really bad.
Okay.
And then it doesn't hurt. My problem is that I haven't had it done in so long, though, that now I have like all these red bumps under them that need to heal for a while.
I took the kids up to Bridal Falls.
You haven't been up that way in years.
It was a blast.
Was it?
It was so fun, man. Yeah, it really was. Like we did the hike up to the base of the water. Fall and kind of went under it for a second, and the kids quote drank from the waterfall, which really was them just putting their head up, you know, and their mouth open for a second. But like it was packed.
It's a fountain of youth up there that.
And you know how you can take like the trail, like the easy way up.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like just climbing up, like the waterfall itself, like the moss rocks. Like this is how people die.
Yeah, they'll slip.
Yeah. To me, that I was just like, you know, the trail's right there.
Does it say please stay on the trail? No,
there's just like a lot of warning signs, but I was thinking
it's common sense though.
Yes.
Stay on the trail.
And you got like these parents in sandals with like their 4, 5, 6-year-olds climbing the main part of the waterfall. Water is coming down. The rocks are slippery and they're climbing up and I'm just going, this seems like a bad idea.
That's hot day. They want to be in the water.
But you could just take the trail.
That's true.
Ella did the trail. My 4-year-old. That's how easy the trail is.
Okay.
Just stay away from the slippery rocks.
They can't control themselves.
No.
They've never seen the news before. They don't know what can happen.
Exactly. This text says, I got to sleep in all last week. I went axe throwing. Got to put my Scandinavian heritage to use. axe throwing is a blast.
I've been next to it whenever we go to El Polo Loco. That's about the closest I've gotten to.
Did you not go with us?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's fun.
It was you and Monroe and somebody else, I think. But well, yeah, like I didn't
Radio
go.
From Hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's who it was.
Bill Allred and I were on the same team for axe throwing.
You guys bonded over an axe?
No, I was terrible at it. He was much better than I was.
Any jokes?
Like, yeah. I've got an axe to grind with you?
None of that kind of stuff? A lot of puns.
Okay.
Lot of puns.
Yeah, I bet.
Jackson's about to hit out on the streets this morning. You know, Shark Week kicked off yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch any of Shark Week on Discovery Channel?
About 10 minutes of it.
That was it?
Yeah.
You weren't as excited this year as other years?
Well, nothing yet. Maybe it was just that segment. But I'll definitely keep stopping by as the week goes on.
I can't remember if it aired last night or it's airing tonight. I went through and I just recorded everything. Like, I pushed R, you know, for my DVR.
Yeah.
But they have, like, Bear Grylls, like, swimming with the sharks. And I'm looking forward to that one. And the Ronda Rousey one looks pretty good. Jackson, did you catch any of Shark Week?
Well, I saw Shark Week in, like, 1997. And since it's the same every single year, I feel like I've seen it already.
So I'm the only one who's really excited about Shark Week.
Yeah.
What you're telling me. We thought, since it is Shark Week, we should do something with Jackson. Jackson on the street. So we got a hold of the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium. You're going to head on down there. And you have one goal today, my friend.
What's my goal?
Swim with the sharks.
Yeah.
They already said
no.
I already told you no.
You are a sweet talker. You are smooth in every which way.
No, I'm not.
So you have 4 hours to try to get yourself inside the shark tank.
Okay, John,
and
you
swim.
And I have to have a talk.
Everyone, hush.
I need to have a discussion with you guys, a very serious discussion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys set these goals for me out on the street that are completely unattainable, and then you get angry when I cannot do them. Let's say maybe I could stand next to a shark.
Well, no, anyone can
maybe
stand
I
next
can
to a shark.
Put my hand on the glass of a shark, and they'll put their fin up, and we'll make a connection.
No,
that's way more doable.
How about this? Maybe not swim. Can you dangle your foot inside the shark? Just your foot. Just get your foot.
I'll
somewhere.
Bet I can pet an awful lot of starfish.
Could you bring a fishing pole and try to fish for a shark?
No.
No.
Okay. Loveland Living Planet Aquarium, every Monday is $5 off family night. Tickets purchased after 4 p.m. are just $5 off each, and they're open up till 8 p.m. Jackson's heading out there, and he's going to swim with sharks.
No, he's not.
Fine. First time, Justin, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Hey, have your wisdom teeth removed at no cost to you during the... No, I can't even say it.
Take two.
Say that again. How about this? Have your wisdom teeth removed at no cost to you at JBR Clinical Research. Find out if you qualify at GeneBrownResearch.com.
Were you trying to say investigational?
Yeah, it was a little too early for a big word. My mouth was like, you know what? We're not doing this quite yet.
You know what? It's like a holiday today.
You know what?
Don't worry about it. People aren't in today.
Okay, so here we go. So on Friday, nobody won the Mega Millions.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
We spent some money on this whole thing. So the next drawing is coming up tomorrow, $493 million with a lump sum of $296. So, hey, if you're off tomorrow.
maybe I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah, everybody's got time. For those of you that aren't doing anything tomorrow, you can make a quick run up there and get that done and be back before tomorrow night's drawing.
We're doing the Days of 47 parade tomorrow morning. I'm emceeing it over at the grandstand, and I'm bringing the kids. So maybe we leave right from there, head up to Evanston.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Why not?
Love that idea.
Because why? Mom's at work all day, huh?
Yeah, mom's working.
There you go. So Comic-Con, the original, the big one in
San Diego.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize this was such a platform for them to show off new stuff. Have they done this before? Is this new?
No. You got to understand something. Comic-Con here is big.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego Comic-Con is the Comic-Con.
I know it's the OG of them.
It's where celebrities come. They announce big movies that have to do with usually comic books or pop culture. And a lot of times celebrities are just out there roaming around. I mean, it is the Comic-Con to go to.
So they kind of run down some of the stuff that they debuted. I did like the fact that M. Night Shyamalan's Glass, and well, they're bringing back Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson, and James McAvoy for the sequels of both Split and Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about Split.
Yeah, you really liked Split.
Split was a great movie. And I don't really quite know how they're going to do the sequel and where they're going to go with this whole thing. So it's going to be kind of crazy. But you already posted up some stuff this morning.
I went and I grabbed every trailer that premiered at Comic-Con.
Okay, what did you get?
If you're like me, I like to watch movie trailers. Uh-huh. I do this at lunch sometimes. I'll go on like IMDb and I'll just watch movie trailers.
Just to see what's out there, what's going on.
So I've got like the Aquaman official trailer.
Which is good.
That looks really good. I've got Titans, which is a Teen Titans Go style show, but it's going to be like live action.
What's Shazam?
Shazam is a superhero movie.
Okay.
That's, I mean, yeah. The big one is Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. I've got that trailer. Johnny Depp actually showed up as Grindelwald and did like this whole rant about Muggles during Comic-Con.
Oh, he did?
It was a big, yeah, there's video everywhere of it. It's pretty cool.
Lucasfilms is bringing back the Clone Wars. Yeah. I don't know much about the Clone Wars, but they're bringing it back. And The Purge is being turned into a TV show that the USA Network has already picked up.
I'm intrigued.
People like The Purge.
I love the concept of The Purge. The movies themselves have been,
Yeah.
But I like the idea of it.
Enough that maybe they can make a show out of it?
Yeah, I think so.
To see. So movies out this past weekend, Mamma Mia and The Equalizer 2. Equalizer 2 is the one that won the box office.
Yeah, you're really shocked. I don't think you realize how big Equalizer was.
I just feel like I saw more of the Mamma. Maybe for some reason that one just kept sticking out. I kept seeing that trailer a lot.
Yeah.
And then Jackson, I asked him really quick this morning before he took off if he saw it. He's like, yeah, I did. Bryan Cranston also does not want to reboot Breaking Bad. He let those guys know at Comic-Con. He's like, you know what? Let's just leave it alone. I mean, it was what it was.
Yes.
Why mess with something that was as good as it was?
You don't have to touch everything.
Nope, not everything needs to be rebooted.
Let it lie.
And so he's not on board.
Good.
Not going to happen.
Good.
And that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, thank you, Justin. A guy posted a clip on Twitter of his dog whining, and it sounds just like a top 40 song that you've heard here on Mix.
Okay.
So I'm going to play it for you. And if you think you know it, text us to 615-44. You can call us as well, 844-649-1051. I'll be honest with you. I did not hear it until the mashup. Like, when I just heard the dog whining, I was like, that to me, it did not sound like anything.
Well, right now I just have Lights Down Low stuck in my head because that's what we just played.
Okay.
So is it that one?
It is not Lights Down Low.
Oh, man, it's going to be tough for me, though.
Here's the dog whining.
Yeah, I got nothing.
No?
No.
It's not Lights Down Low. I know that's what you keep going back to. That's not it at all. You want it one more time?
Yeah.
Then we'll start. Okay. One more time. Again, if you can name this song. Popular song. Huge song. We've played it here on Mix before.
DJ Snake, Let Me Love You.
It is not DJ Snake, Let Me Love You. No, if you think you know what it is, call us right now. Hi, Max, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
What's up, Jackie? How are you?
Hey, good. How's it going?
Doing all right. Are you working today and off tomorrow, or do you have to work tomorrow as well?
Oh, no, I'll be working tomorrow as well, unfortunately.
Hey, so I played the clip of the dog who's just whining, and it sounds like a certain song that we've played here on Mix. Do you know what it is?
The one it sounded like to me was an older one. Is it Toxic by Britney?
That's exactly
what it is. Oh, my goodness. You're so good.
Jacqueline, thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Thanks, likewise.
Jackson is at the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium. We've sent Jackson with one goal today, Justin.
One.
One thing that he has to do, and it's really simple. He has to break away from the handlers of the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium, scale up a fence, open up the hatch to the top of the shark tank, and jump inside.
That's easy. All he has to say is where's the bathroom, and he sneaks away and jumps in.
You realize that the handlers and the caretakers of these animals are listening to the
Foiled. Foiled from the moment we got there.
Robert from the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium is not going to let that happen. I feel like he could take me down pretty easily.
Up today. Hey, how is it there at the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium this morning?
Well, I don't know if you guys have been to the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium. It is my favorite place in Utah. It really is. I walk in, already they have a big old lizard for me to pet. And you know how much I love the creepy crawlies. This thing is huge. His name is Sunny. He's an Argentine Tegu.
Well.
And he's still got a little bit of wild in him. He was wild caught from Florida.
It's not Lizard Week, though, on the Discovery Channel, just in case. I don't know if you were kind of getting the message that we were trying to get across here.
We have room in our hearts for all creatures.
We do. That is true. So you're petting the lizards at the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium, which, by the way, every Monday is $5 off family night. Tickets purchased after 4 p.m. are $5 off each, and they're open until about 8 p.m. Hey, you wanted to play a game, you said?
Yeah, so my friend Robert here has a game set up. What are we doing, Robert? All right, so one of the big things that we tend to think about sharks is they're these big, scary animals, but our game is called What's More Dangerous Than a Shark? Basically, I want to take a look at the numbers of what types of things are going to kill you more than a shark will.
Okay.
I like this. Okay,
I'll
so...
tell you what, me without a nap is more dangerous than a shark. Get out of my way. You know, that's actually quite fair for the most part because most things are more dangerous than a shark. If I flip over our little card here, a shark, on average, there's about anywhere from half a person to five people per year killed by sharks every year. It's an incredibly tiny
only
number.
Only half a person? That's how we got Soul Surfer, by the way. I know.
But you look at that number and you say, okay, well, what about fireworks? We just had 4th of July. On average, 8 people die from fireworks in the United States every single year.
8 people?
8 people per year.
What are those 8 people doing?
Well, you know those fireworks accidents. Yeah, it can get real nasty real quick. But you look at other things. Say, for example, dogs. If you have a dog at home, super cute, fluffy Fido, 31 people per year are killed by dogs in the United States.
Killed, not just maimed, killed.
No, killed by dogs in the United States alone. While sharks, half a person to 5 people per year.
I'm sleeping with my eyes open because my dog's a little wild child.
Now, one of the biggest issues that we run into, though, is, of course, distracted driving, texting and driving. Every year, 3,154 people in the United States. Now, this is a statistic from 2013. That number has only gone up since then. So all of these other things, a lot scarier than a shark.
Which is why there should be no problem swimming with them today.
Right.
That's as far as what I'm concerned. So,
it's safe, is what I've learned.
I'm not swimming with the sharks. You guys have got to get that out of your mind. Now, that being said, though, he's not going to be swimming with our sharks today. It's something to take into consideration when you go to the ocean. When you get out there, you have a higher chance of being struck by lightning than you do being attacked and killed by a shark in the ocean. These animals are here to clean up our ocean, get rid of the dead, sick, and dying animals, not go after you. Humans don't taste good. We're nasty.
Jackson is there at the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium. He's hanging out with Robert. We're going to check in with him soon. All right, go back to hanging out with those lizards as well.
I'm going to go pet that lizard again. Bye.
Bye. And we got it. Justin's 7 a.m. silly.
Hey, what kind of vitamins do cows take?
What kind of vitamins do cows take?
Calcium.
We are neck and neck right now with Choose the News, John and Justin, Mix 105.1. Two stories to pick from, and just for voting, we'll put you into a drawing for movie passes to our advanced screening of Christopher Robin. Justin, your story was?
A new scam coming from Uber drivers.
And mine is, drink the mummy juice. Let's see, mummy juice all the way. Stacy going with me this morning. Jamie wants that mummy juice as well. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Christy.
Hey, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are your plans for the day?
Work.
Oh. Do you have tomorrow off since it's Pioneer Day?
I don't.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, I wish.
Gonna miss you at the parade tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead. Choose the news.
I want to go with... let's go with John.
Woo! Going with the mummy juice story. Hey, I'm going to put you in the drawing for Christopher Robin.
Awesome. Thank you.
Skylar going with you, wanting us to be able to steer clear of another scam. Other person saying, I just drove Uber this weekend. Tell me how they're going to take advantage of me. Let's see the winner today with 58% of the votes. John! Come on. It's a mummy juice story. It's great.
What do you got?
Well, an ancient sarcophagus was discovered at a construction site in Alexandria, Egypt last week.
Okay.
And when the archaeologists cracked it open, they found bones from 3 mummies inside floating in a layer of red sewage water.
Whoa.
Now, there's a petition online from people who want to drink that water.
Why, though?
The person who started the petition says... We need to drink the red liquid from the cursed dark sarcophagus in the form of some carbonated energy drink so we can assume its powers and finally die.
Oh, wow.
Get this, the petition. This has only been up for a few days. Already has over 16,000 signatures from people who say they want to drink the mummy juice.
What's wrong with those 16,000 people? Let them drink it.
It's time to get rid of some of these people, right?
Right. I mean, it's like, if you're volunteering, man, go ahead and take a swig of that.
Drink it, yeah.
Yeah, we're all right with it.
Would you drink the 2,000-year-old ancient sarcophagus mummy juice?
No.
Sample it?
No.
Just tiny little taste. No. Just like a tiny little, like you put your pinky in and then you kind of, you
know,
so just like
real
quick. As soon
as you said sewage, I was like, you know, it's probably not a good thing.
Well, we don't know what exactly. It's a construction site, but it's been basting in with the mummies.
For a long time.
So am I selling you on it in any way?
Maybe a little.
Okay, there it is. You could make a popsicle, a mummy popsicle.
Yeah. I'm on board.
Justin's story is going to be up online at mix1051utah.com. Mondays, which means Mediation Monday. This is where if you're having some kind of argument in your life and you have yet to kind of come to an agreement or a conclusion on it, you can reach out to us through Facebook or Instagram, and we can help you out. Maybe you're fighting with your kids. Maybe you're fighting with a neighbor. Maybe it's someone on your sports team.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know who it is, but either way, we can help you out. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, guys.
Hey, so tell us, what's going on? Who are you kind of arguing with right now?
Oh, my husband.
Your husband.
Okay, so here's the situation. Our son, Dalton, he received his learner's permit to drive recently.
Yeah.
And he was backing out of the driveway, and he hit the neighbor's mailbox. Meanwhile, my husband, Todd, was in the passenger seat, and he wasn't paying attention because he was on Twitter, which he admitted to.
That's what you do.
That's a John Watkins move if I ever heard
one. First mistake, let me tell you, as a husband, admitting to fault. That's where Todd messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You should have never told anyone you were on Twitter. You should have just
hide it, bury it.
Yeah. Okay, so your son was backing out. Obviously, your husband was there to kind of help guide. He was busy probably checking the scores, and next thing you know, something was knocked down. How was your neighbor?
The neighbor's mailbox. So my neighbor was cool about the whole thing. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. You know, you don't have to replace it. But I feel like my husband should replace it, you know? But my husband feels that our son should pay for the replacement. But I'm like, no, you're the adult. You were supposed to be guiding him. You should have paid attention. You should pay for it. Anyway, we've been arguing about it for the last 2 weeks, and the mailbox is still not fixed.
That sucks. I feel bad for the neighbor.
No
So obviously with Mediation Monday, we will be calling Todd, but I'm just curious, before we get Todd's point of view on this, what are you guys thinking about this? Is it Todd at fault, or is Carrie, what was your son's name?
Dalton,
or Dalton's.
Man, I'm kind of torn on this.
You're torn on it?
You know why? Because first of all, I can see how dad should pay for it because he's the dad.
Yeah.
And you know, but then again, it's a good life lesson.
Yeah.
It could go either way.
Okay. But dad was not paying attention, and he was looking up ESPN Twitter feed.
Yeah,
because
dad could have been like, hey, look behind you, stop.
That's exactly right. That's what I was going to say. Oh. Like, you're the dad. You're in charge of the situation. If he had hit another car, it would have been your responsibility because you're the licensed driver that is supposed to be teaching him, but you're too busy messing around on your phone.
Look, instead of talking about Todd behind his back, let's get his number. Let's call him up. I got Todd on the line, too. Hey, morning, Todd.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So you heard me kind of set it up. We've already talked to your wife, Carrie. Tell me kind of your point of view on who should be paying for this mailbox.
I did, and first off, I want to say, Carrie, I love you. You are right so frequently. You're right pretty much all the time. I have to disagree with you on this one, though.
What is it about this one? Because we're kind of listening to it, and we're saying, well, you're the adult in the car, but you want your son to pay for it?
Well, you know, Carrie, you let the cat out of the bag. I was on Twitter. I was checking ESPN. So I wasn't the most present that I could have been.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, Dalton has been getting it way too easy for way too long, and the kid needs to learn a little bit of responsibility. So it's not going to be the worst thing ever if he has to pay to replace this. I mean, it could have been a, you know, a lot worse. So.
Okay, but who was being irresponsible, babe?
I will say that both of us were being kind of irresponsible.
Right. But the driver's responsible to check their mirror.
Exactly, yeah. Like, Twitter is not the cause of this accident. It was Dalton not checking his side and his rearview mirrors.
But, babe, you aren't even guiding him, and that's the reason you were in the car.
I mean, I was giving him instructions. It's just that I didn't have my head up to check all the mirrors. I got to be honest, like, he peeled out pretty fast, too, so...
Oh, my God.
There were several variables here where I have I have cops to the fact that I was on Twitter, but I don't think that that was the main reason why that happened.
I could see it, too. Dalton's there. He's kind of backing out. Todd's sitting there. He's busy, and he's like, that's it. There you go. Mm-hmm. Keep on moving. Checking them. You know, he's not, he's just going through it. He's not even watching. They hit the mailbox, and Todd's still like, good. You're doing perfect.
You're doing great. Yeah, keep going.
So it sounds to me like, Todd, even though you're admitting fault, you're saying this is a good life lesson moment for your son. Something was broken. He was responsible for being behind the wheel. So let's teach him by having him pay for the mailbox. Is that what you're trying to – that's what you're saying?
Exactly. Like, there are two things that Dalton could remember from this. One, that his dad was on Twitter and something bad happened, which he probably won't remember anyway.
Yeah.
Or two, that he's got to take responsibility for his stuff. And, I mean, it's not that much money. The guy didn't have anything ornate. It's going to be, like, what, $50, $60?
Yeah,
so it's enough where it'll kind of hurt, but not that bad.
Justin, what are you thinking?
I think he should pay for it. Dalton should.
So you're going with the kid?
Yep.
Okay.
I think that, you know what, if you're going to drive, driving's a big responsibility. Check your mirrors, and you know what? You won't hit him in a second mailbox.
Jackson, what do you think?
Yeah, well, who's supposed to be teaching him that, Justin? The adult in the car. There's a reason you can't just go out and drive a car with a permit.
Nah, the
you
state have just to have... makes us be present for a little
nah,
while.
Nah, dog. So. There's a reason you have to have an adult in the car with a license. It's because the 15-year-old's brain isn't even fully formed. They don't know what they're doing. They need a guiding hand. And unfortunately, that guiding hand was looking at the sports statistics.
I think.
Thank you.
I actually think that's a cop-out. I think it's on the whoever's behind the wheel.
Yeah.
And behind the wheel was Dalton, and I think he should have to pay for it. So I'm actually with Todd and Justin on this one, which I'm never really on Justin's side.
No, but I know.
Well, because you're both, all three of you are lame dudes.
Carrie, Todd, do you guys mind if we just read some text messages to try to help guide you in deciding on what to do?
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay, we'll take your text next at 61544.
I had a conclusion to it. I think it should be a 50-50 split.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I think the kids should cover half and the dad should cover the other half because, you know, the kid should take responsibility for his actions, and the dad should take responsibility so he's the one that's teaching it. I think it should be like a 50-50 split.
I do like, Terry, how Todd definitely has been like just passing the buck. He's like, no, it's all the son. No. It's all the son. It's like, well, you were in the car. Now, I do agree. I believe the son has to pay something because he was behind the wheel.
You know, the dad's trying to teach the son responsibility. Well, then the dad should also take responsibility because he's the one that was supposed to be teaching him. And he should have been more focused.
Great point. Hey, Terry, appreciate that.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Have a good one. Darren says the driver needs to pay for the damage that occurred while driving. That's a life lesson that he needs to learn. Here's another text, which is a lot like Terry saying, I feel like it should be 50-50. Dad is trying to teach him a lesson to be responsible. However, dad was on Twitter. He can't get off the hook that easy. Another person saying not 50-50, but Dalton should be 75% and dad 25% on them. Like a little taste to kind of help out since he was supposed to be responsible the whole time. Jackson on the street.
Yeah, it turns out that we don't get a lot of service in the touch pool area, and I didn't realize it. So we've been in there for a long time just touching everything.
Yeah, I was like, where is he?
Did you guys know that the sea anemone will grab you back? It'll shake your hand.
What?
No way.
Really?
It's crazy. These animals are crazy.
All right, Jackson on the street at the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium. If you are not watching his Insta stories that are live right now on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah, you're missing out. So what have you been petting? The sea anemones? Are there you got the stingrays in there?
Yeah, we got to pet some stingrays. We got to pet a little shark. He hangs out in the touch pool. So I technically did get to swim with a shark.
Jackson's goal today at the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium was to swim with sharks, interact with sharks, and Shark Week kicked off on Discovery Channel. Jackson, you did it!
Good job!
Woo! I did it. I didn't swim per se, but I definitely got in there. I put their little fins. They were cute. And by the way, Sarah Noach, our promo director, was too short to reach the shark. So then our sales girl tried to hoist her up and try to wheelbarrow her in. And then she almost went face first into the pool. So, if you have long arms, you're really going to have a great time at the touch pool. But if your arms are a little shorter, you might have a hard time.
The video of the armadillo is incredible.
I know. His name is Jack. He's got a girlfriend named Rose. And they're named that because when they sleep, they kind of interlock and they never let go.
It's like Titanic.
Yes, just like Titanic.
Jackson's having the time of his life right now at the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium. Every Monday, it's $5 off family night. Tickets purchased after 4 p.m. are $5 off each, and they are open till 8. All right, go back to touching those animals, and we'll check in with you soon.
Oh, I am. I'm going to go see some butterflies. I'm really pumped about it.
Perfect. So on Friday night, took Jen to go see The Phantom of the Opera down at Eccles Theater. And it's something we were kind of looking forward to.
Didn't you buy these tickets like forever ago?
I bought them for Christmas. So I bought them back in November.
Wow.
And gave them to her as her Christmas gift. Yeah. And we got a hotel downtown too. So the idea was we already packed. I just had to pick up the suitcase, pick up Jen, head to the hotel, and then we were going with our friends out to dinner and to go see Phantom of the Opera.
It's because you only wanted one car down here. And
exactly. Okay. Yeah. And parking's terrible downtown, right? Right. Turns out I forgot to put her dress in the suitcase.
No way. Well, go on.
So we show up at the hotel. I'm already dressed because I dressed before picking Jen up from work. And I get there and I'm dressed to the nines, right? It's where it's theater night. We're going to look good.
Yeah.
It's a guy going to prom. And Jen's dress wasn't in the suitcase.
Well.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And she's like, did you bring my dress? And I was like, was I supposed to bring your dress?
Okay, good. I was going to ask that question. Was it hanging somewhere?
Yeah, it was actually hanging right on top of the suitcase.
Oh.
And I just went, oh, that's right. I moved the dress out of the way, grabbed the suitcase, and then made my way towards the door.
All right, I was on your side till that.
So are you thinking, did I make the mistake?
Because at first I was going to be like, well, was it your job to pack the suitcase? How are you supposed to know? But apparently it was right on top of
it. So I do what any reasonable person does. I throw it back at her and I go, well, why wouldn't you have asked me that when I picked you up?
Aha.
Right. Gotcha. And she's like, well, I would have thought any smart individual would have noticed the dress on top of the suitcase and realized they should probably bring it with them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you underestimated me or overestimated me in a big way.
She needs to know where the bar is at, man.
Right, exactly. It's on her, right?
You guys aren't new to this marriage thing.
No, it's been 13 years. If anything, I blame her for not having the dress.
Yeah, take that, Jen.
So she had to wear like a jumper or a romper.
And she wasn't into it.
She was like the underdressed one. And you know Jen, like she does not like to be the underdressed one. It was a good night. It was good. Yeah.
Did you hear about it several times?
I might have heard about it a few times. Okay. Yeah. John and Justin, Mix 105.1, as we go to Jackson on the street.
Hey, what's up?
Jackson, you told us last time we were talking to you, you were heading over to the butterflies. Did you make it there?
We made it to the butterflies. I got a butterfly on my face. I was serving like full Silence of the Lambs realness. It was really great.
Jackson's been over at the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium for Shark Week, kicked off last night on Discovery Channel. So we thought what a perfect thing to do today was kind of be by all the sea creatures. Is the sloth still there or is the sloth gone?
Oh, we've got two sloths in there. They're real sleepy, though. They're just little hairy meatballs hanging out in the corner. They're the cutest. But I'm actually with a bird right now on Facebook Live. If you want to head over to Facebook, Mix 105.1 Utah, this is Dusty, and he is real good at making some sounds. You guys want to hear some stuff?
Yeah, let's hear from Dusty.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Ashley.
All right, Dusty. Can you say hello? What? What's your name? Good boy. Can you talk? Bert. Good. You make a UFO. What's
the
cat say? Meow.
Good.
Can you say goodbye?
See you later.
Good job.
Yeah, see you later. Did you hear that?
That's
crazy.
Man, give him a job on radio.
Yeah, he could absolutely have a job. Instead of a button bar, we'll just have Dusty making notes for us.
That's really
so
cool.
We're gonna keep the Facebook Live video going, and he'll do some of his cute, like, wings up. Oh, look at him do his wings up. Yeah, he's got some good moves on in here.
Okay, so go to Facebook Live. Also, there's some great Insta stories up. Mix 105.1 Utah for both. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Sure am.
There is at least one app on your phone that tracks your location approximately every 3 minutes.
You know, I've given up on all the ones when it says, do you want to block it? Or I'm like, whatever.
I'm the same. I used to care about that a lot. Yeah. And I'm like, why am I caring so much?
Go ahead. Follow me around.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Nothing exciting going on in my life.
Ooh, he's at the grocery store.
Right. This is the part of the podcast that's just for you, our podcast listeners. The story that did not make it on to Choose the News, and that would be your story, Justin.
Yeah, there's a new scam that's coming from, well, sometimes you get a few bad apples.
Uh-huh.
And it's from some Uber drivers that are claiming that you vomited in the car, and what they're trying to do is get an extra $125 out of you.
Oh, yay, where they have that the vomit charge.
Right, and so you'll get the charge, but they're saying the bad thing about this, too, is if you go through the dispute, it could actually take quite some time if, they use the word if, you actually win the dispute.
That's crap.
It is crap.
Because you can't defend yourself in any way.
No, because there's a few drivers that have taken photos of vomit in their car
uh-huh.
and have reused it.
smart on the driver part.
Yeah,
but
I get what they're doing there, but
I hate that.
Yeah, it's something to be aware of.
Hey, during the show, I talked about the ancient sarcophagus that has the mummy juice inside.
Correct.
And Justin, you found the photo. This thing is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Yeah, so if you want to see the photo, it's up on our website, mix1051utah.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast. There'll be a brand new one, not tomorrow, a brand new one, though, back on Wednesday. Bye-bye.